This is the University of Georgia Griffin News, brought to you over WKU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, The Rock 88.9 FM, and stream live on WKUradio.com. This program is to update our listeners on the many and exciting things at the University of Georgia Griffin with Dr. Lou Honeycutt and his guests. The program is made possible by Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms and Murray & Company Realtors. And now today's program with Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
Well, good morning, Griffin, Spalding, and surrounding area. We're welcome into the Griffin Campus News today. I apologize for the nasally twang, but that's just that time of year with most people, I think. But we're glad to be here today. We got another great show. We're going to be talking today about the University of Georgia Griffin Campus 2019 Spring Graduation Celebration and Bricklaying Ceremony. So I hope we've intrigued you enough to listen about that. But we've got three people with us in the studio today. Crystal McDowell, who's been on quite a bit with as Assistant Director of Student Affairs, UGA Griffin. We've got Aaron Kelly, who's been on before and soon to be a graduate, which is pretty cool. And then we have our newbie. We have Ashlyn Estenez, who is going to graduate next week. And this is your first time on the radio, I believe, right?
Yes, sir,
with us.
It is.
So welcome, everyone. We're glad that y'all are here. Well, graduation is a great time for us. We do two ceremonies a year. And for those listening, we don't confer the degrees. That only happens in Athens with the president when the 5,000-plus students stand up and move their tassels. But we do have an incredible celebration. And so, Crystal, let's start with you and talk about how the celebration works and what all we do. Because ours is, I think, about as special as they come.
I would absolutely agree. The planning starts this is the spring, so typically about February, we start planning for the graduation celebration and brick ceremony. And then actually the day has increased to three events where we have the graduate reception on that day as well. So again, planning starts about February. It really takes a team. I was kind of nervous this semester because I was like, I think we kind of have it almost down to a science. And so like the graduation committee has a lot of people across campus, whether it's, you know, facilities management, your office, continuing education, and of course our office, and then the academic staff, program coordinators. So we meet to see kind of who we have to connect with this semester when it comes to the students, and that's what happens. It's a lot of planning, and we are a week away. I think you said a week and 1 hour away.
A week and 1 hour. A week and 55 minutes
away. Yes. So we're excited. And I'm so thankful that we have two students here today to kind of talk about their experience and things of that sort. So that's what it's looking like. We're ready.
Well, let's talk about the event that day. So we start out around 9 o'clock-ish with students, but yes. Let's kind of walk us through the day.
Sure. Okay. All right. So we asked the students to arrive about 9 o'clock. And the reason being is because several semesters, we've taken a picture with UGA. That's our new tradition. When Dr. Honeycutt came, we decided that would be something that was really great for our students.
Even in the rain. We've even done it in the rain.
Even in the rain. I can't necessarily say I participated in that photo, but definitely even in the rain. So that's at 9:30. And so Rick Blackshear, of course, supports us with those efforts. And so it's a really, really, really a special time for our students. And so after that, of course, we gather everyone back into the Stuckey Auditorium, and at 10 a.m. we really try to start on time. So if you could get there, you know, parents and family members, if you could definitely get there before 10, because we try to start on time. And that's where the processional of our University of Georgia admins and faculty and staff and our graduates, of course, will process during that time. And this year's keynote speaker, the semester's keynote speaker, is Mayor Rodney McCord. So we're really excited to hear what he has to share to our graduates. And then after that, we have an amazing team. Melissa Gordon, as you probably have heard from our Assistant Director of Academic Affairs, she leads the efforts of literally flipping, if you will, the Stuckey Auditorium, because the event happens in Stuckey. And it's almost like magic.
Because, it is.
Yeah, after the celebration, we go and have the brick ceremony. And by the time we come back, the Stuckey Auditorium is flipped, and it's really great. And we're really excited this semester because Marcy, the vendor for the Mealborn, will be catering the meal And so we're really excited. Excuse me, the Dundee Cafe will be catering the meal. So it's just a day of festivities. And we normally end about maybe about 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock. We're pretty much done with everything. So students, you can tell your families, like, by one, we should be done.
Sure. And let's talk a little more, before we get to the students, let's talk a little more about the brick ceremony. That's something unique that we do. So let's mention that a little bit.
Sure. Well, we have a local vendor that we've started working with, the Griffin Trophy, and they engrave the bricks for us. And basically what that looks like, in our Naomi Woodruff Pavilion, which is a very beautiful space, we pull up the bricks from that floor and take them to a local vendor and literally engrave the name and the class of 2019 of a student. So we engrave the name of the student and then class of 2019 on the brick. And then at that ceremony, we call each student up to take a picture of literally planting their name and their legacy on the floor of the Naomi Woodruff Pavilion. And of course, it's open to everyone who comes to the graduation celebration. So it's just a really great time. And then Bill Bloom leads us into the dog call. So that will be your official and final dog call for the Griffin, at the Griffin campus. And of course, all alumni are invited up to do our final, dog call, which I think is an appropriate way to close out that ceremony. So, and then again, after that, we transition back into the Stuckey Auditorium.
And then the great thing about the pavilion and the brick ceremony, we've been laying bricks there since 2006.
Yes.
And so the good news is we're about to run out of space
right
in the current area.
Yes, we are.
And so Aaron was in a group I was talking with the other day, and we've got to come up with student input, certainly, okay, on what we do next, because it's a great problem to have that we need to make more space for more graduate bricks, but we'll figure something out, some kind of walk of fame or something. Ooh. Like that we'll figure that out, but that's great. Okay, so we got the two students here. We'll go to Aaron first. And Crystal, I forgot to do what I always do. You got to tell us how you got here. You got to tell us from birth to now how you got to this position.
I don't know if we have time for it, but I'll go right. So I am from Thomaston, Georgia. Graduated from Upton Lee High School, and then went to my undergraduate is at Wake Forest University, and my graduate school, my master's is from Wake Forest University as well in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So go Deeks. And then after that, I came home to teach high school at Upson Lee, at my alma mater. So that was really interesting. And then I transitioned from Upson to Clayton. I taught at Mundy's Mill High School. And then I wanted to not eat lunch in 20 minutes anymore. And I was like, you know, higher ed definitely was something that I felt called to. So I transitioned into working with an Upward Bound program that fell, of course, under the Department of Student Affairs. And so I worked that for several years. And before I came to the University of Georgia as a doctoral student, and then the position of the Assistant Director of Student Affairs opened up, and it was definitely a beautiful fit for me. And I think I have enjoyed my time here. So and that was in 2014, so I'm starting my fifth year here at UGA as a Bulldog. So now I can definitely say I'm a candidate, doctoral candidate, and I will be graduating in December.
I was going to say, we got your doctoral yeah. degree about to be finished.
Yes.
And then you walk under the arch. See, I never can walk under the arch.
Yes, this is true.
Because I did not graduate from the University of Georgia, but you will be able to. Well, cool. Okay, so let's transition into students. We'll talk about a lot of things in a minute, but Aaron, let's talk with you first, and you got to do the same thing. You got to tell us from birth till now how you got to this position.
I'm pretty sure I was born on the Griffin campus.
Okay, well, I kind of thought
you
were
too. I don't
remember
a time before I wasn't going to the Griffin campus. But I grew up in 4-H, and in Spalding County 4-H, they always did a lot of activities and events on campus, so I always kind of knew it was there. And so when it came time for me to start dual enrolling in college, I actually started going to the UGA Griffin campus because they were advising me just on how to transfer, like whether or not I actually transferred into the University of Georgia. They were still giving me advice on like what kind of classes to take. And so it was always kind of in the back of my mind that I could go to school there. And then I think I was at Gordon State College, and one of my professors there in the biology department actually ended up helping me get a job at the small grains lab on
campus.
And so I was working there for a couple of years, and the person I was working for, Jerry Johnson, he just kept pushing me and pushing me to apply to go to school there. And so eventually I applied and transferred in. And I've been happy there ever since.
And the rest is history. Mm-hmm. So, and then, so you were a Gordon graduate.
Yes.
And then now you transfer, which is, for those who don't know, and I think hopefully most people know, but we're a completion campus, so mm-hmm. you have to have 60 hours to come here. So you finished a Gordon degree.
Yes. So you don't have to do this, but I ended up getting my associate's at Gordon. Actually, while I was at the University of Georgia, I went to both schools at the same time, just because Gordon offers some things that UGA Griffin doesn't, such as like organic chemistry
exactly.
and stuff like that.
No, that's great. And then, so now what's next for you?
So, after I graduate, I'm currently looking at applying to dental school.
Very
cool. So that's a whole application process. But the degrees that I'm earning will set me up nicely to apply for that. Or if I wanted to go into something like medical school, I'd also have the classes needed to apply for that.
And you're a dual major, so tell everybody what you're majoring in, what degrees you're getting on Thursday.
So the first degree is in biological science with a minor in biology, and the second degree is psychology with an emphasis in neuroscience and a minor in biology.
Which is awesome just to be able to say. And the cool thing that people may not understand, we have five colleges on campus, and you're actually getting degrees from two of them.
Yes.
From Franklin College and from the College of Agriculture, mm-hmm. so that's kind of awesome as well. So very cool. Okay, Ashlyn, let's transition to you, then we'll come back and talk about a lot of things. So same thing, you got to tell us from birth till now how you got where you are, and then what your major is, and we'll continue from there. But
yes, sir. So I am actually Griffin, born and raised. Okay. I graduated from Griffin High School in 2015. From there, I knew that I wanted to at least get my core done locally, so I went to Gordon State. And then after that, I was in touch with a Terry College of Business advisor, and they actually opened up the Griffin opportunity to me. And I realized, you know, why not stay closer to home and save some money and live with my mom still and, you know, complete a degree. And it's been wonderful. It speaks volumes of the campus. It's been a great experience altogether.
Well, good. And so you're a Terry College of Business, general business major, or you're about to finish that major up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going to be next for you?
Well, right now I'm weighing my decisions between graduate school, pursuing law, or going to get my MBA. I've had really just a lot of encouragement from all faculty at Griffin campus. And right now I'm just keeping my options open. I have interest in both areas, but everything I've learned and everything I've done at UGA Griffin has really prepped me for my professional career, and I'm excited.
That's awesome. No, and Crystal, I know you'll agree with this, but, you know, we could line up students all day long behind these two. They're just as impressive.
Absolutely.
But we have impressive students on campus.
Yes, we do.
I think I'd fight anybody that said we didn't, but mm-hmm. and certainly we have two of them here with us today. So I love the Gordon connection from both of y'all to hear, because last Friday, and Crystal was there too, we went to watch the investiture, which is this, I'd never been to one. It's an incredible ceremony to make the official announcement about the presidency of Gordon State College. Now, Dr. Nooks has been there for almost a year, but they wait for a little while to do that. But it was this incredible ceremony where he gets the medal that the president wears and all kinds of cool stuff. But the reason I bring it up is he and I and Alveda Thomas from Southern Crescent have really worked together to form a partnership, kind of an E3 partnership, because we all truly believe we need to be working regional, and everyone has a component of that. And he even mentioned in his, which he didn't have to, which is just how committed he is, which is great, in the partnership that we have with Gordon. He even mentioned both Alveda and myself and the fact that we're working together in his speech, which I thought was great, and it spoke volumes to the group that was sitting there. So so I love the fact that y'all went to Gordon. We don't have first and second year, but I always say, yes, we do. It's 15 miles down the road in Barnesville at Gordon State College. And of course, we'll accept people from other colleges too, but certainly we like the fact that there's a connection with Gordon. So, Crystal, I'm always, graduation is not necessarily a happy time for me. And I know you and I have talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Let's talk about graduation. It's a little bittersweet, for, you know, twice a year for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's the perfect word to say bittersweet. Literally, before we came in, I was thanking Ashlyn for sending her graduation kind of announcement pictures. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. And I'm trying not to tear up now because, you know, the only thing I don't like about this job is that, like, the students come and they leave you. And the less time than that they actually supposed to leave you, right? Like, I don't have 4 years with them. So they literally leave about sometimes a year and a half. And so once you, you know, really start, you know, getting to know them, they transition out. So I go back in my office and I cry a little bit after the celebration. Nobody knows, but it's just I tell you, we have a student that's actually, her parents are coming from China just to participate in the graduation celebration. And when I hung up the phone with her, I was like, oh my goodness, there's no pressure, right, to get this right.
Exactly.
You know, for the students, when your parents literally come all the way from China. And actually, it's a College of Ag graduate student who currently has a job in California. So she's traveling from California to come to our celebration. And she will also participate in the Athens as well.
Sure.
So it is a bittersweet time. It's beautiful to see the connections with the family members, because how they come to campus and they're just so appreciative of what, you know, the academic staff and the admin staff do for the students. And so, and then the students too are so gracious. You're absolutely right. You said it earlier. We really do have dynamic students here. And I've worked with a lot of students in my career, and the kind of student that we have at the Griffin campus are extremely academically focused. They're good citizens of the world and of our campus community. So they really make the job worth it, because they're such good people and they appreciate what you do. And Aaron and Ashlyn are definitely the epitome of the Griffin student, of a UGA student, you know, and definitely a student at Griffin.
And I agree with everything you just said. And then also, y'all don't just sit in the classroom. I know y'all are involved in other groups or other. So let's talk a little bit about the things other than the classroom you've experienced at the UGA Griffin. So either one of y'all can start. But I know there's a red coat at least on in the mix there and things like that.
We're definitely well involved and well diverse, and everything that Griffin has offered us has just been exceptional. For me personally, I've been a member of the UGA Griffin Ambassadors Association, just where we welcome guests onto campus and, you know, just give a helping hand anywhere necessary. And then additionally, for my finance and marketing class this semester specifically, we had the opportunity to draft an economic and tourism development proposal for a local city, and it was just great just to have an opportunity to connect our course learnings and really give back and, you know, give something of value to a city to bring in tourism and economic development. It's been wonderful.
And it's great to get the hands-on experience and to be able to kind of work in the real world a little bit while you're completing coursework. So I think that's great too.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
And the projects every year are impressive. So that's pretty awesome.
I turned in my final proposal and it was 70 pages yesterday. Oh, so
it's like a master's thesis. That's incredible. And so, so Aaron, tell me too, yours.
So I just spent the past year serving as the president of the ambassador program.
Right.
And it was a really awesome leadership experience. I got to learn how some of the background stuff works on campus, like how much work goes into planning events and doing things. And it was really cool to help with that. And also, like Ashlyn said, to be part of the welcome face of the campus and get to meet all the cool people that come onto campus and interact with those guests. And I'd also say that the time I spent working in the small grains lab was a really good experience. To graduate from college having experience working in a real lab, dealing with the real research process under real researchers, was absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And just to brag on who you worked for, Jerry Johnson, who has been on the show before and is very familiar to most of our listeners, has probably, and I'm going to say probably because I don't know for sure, but I'm almost certain, has had more hybrids patented of wheat than probably any researcher in the nation. I mean, when wheat breeders or wheat growers around the nation talk, Jerry Johnson's name comes up very often. So, I mean, you had a great – that's another advantage, I think, that the students at our campus have. You got to – of course, you were working. I get that. Mm-hmm. But you got to experience small grains with Jerry Johnson.
The really cool thing about working for him and all the people in that department is that they would take time out of their day to explain to you not just – what you're doing, but why you're doing it, and to help you kind of integrate you into the process. So when he's going through the plants, he's telling you why he's picking this, what genes he's picking, what he's after. And so it's really cool to see it from that side.
Absolutely. It's such a great learning experience. And just to brag on Jerry a little bit more, he and several others were the ones that 30 years ago began the Young Scholars Program on our campus, which is a high school internship program every summer that's now spread to Griffin and, I mean, to Athens and Tifton as well. But it started right here in little old Griffin on the campus with Jerry Johnson being a major force. So although he's an incredible researcher, he has always been academically inclined or to push academics on the Griffin campus. So we're very, very appreciative for that. But I know we're not talking wheat breeding today, but we had to throw that in.
No, but he gets you to work for him, and then he kind of tricks you into going to school on the Griffin campus.
See,
so I feel like
good.
He's one of your best recruiters.
There you go. That's great. The great way to do that. So let's talk about y'all local, which is great. So let's talk about who's coming to see y'all graduate. I mean, I know, let me ask a different way. Do y'all have other family members who have graduated? Are y'all first generation? So tell me a little bit about that.
So my older sister graduated from the Griffin campus.
Oh, yeah.
And
see that.
She will not be able to attend graduation due to her vet school finals.
Sure, sure.
But my parents will be there. So.
Awesome. And I know they'll be proud.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Ashlyn, what about you?
Well, for me personally, my older brother graduated from Georgia State's law school, and my sister graduated from Columbus State's nursing school, so no pressure there to become a professional, you know.
Sure.
But I'll have my family, my friends, and, you know, definitely faculty members there on graduation
sure.
day, and I'm very excited for it.
Well, that's something special that we do that with the reception or the student reception after the bricklaying event is we give faculty and other people a chance to get up and talk nice about y'all, which is I think, kind of neat. It's just another special part of the day. And then the cool thing about the University of Georgia and the fact that we have satellite campuses is y'all graduate about 500 times if you choose to. But so, unfortunately for Aaron, the College of Ag is not an option this year, and for me either. I go every year, but there's a circus or something at the Classic Center, and it bumped the College of Ag's program out of the graduation program, which is usually Thursday afternoons after hours or Thursday evening, but it bumped it to the exact same time as ours in Griffin. So you couldn't do that one, but you could do the Franklin one if you chose to, and then you can go to the main graduation where the 5,000 plus students graduate, and that's when you actually graduate. Mm-hmm. But so honestly, you can. I know the student from China or the parents coming over from China, they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible ceremony, the main ceremony. Where ours is very intimate, that one's very informal or non-intimate because there's, again, 5,000 plus students graduating, but there's fireworks and you know Ryan Seacrest was here 1 year and there's all kinds of cool stuff going on, but you can graduate several times or go through ceremonies several times. But again, we don't confer degrees here, so we only celebrate with you that you're going to get your degree conferred the next day, and whether you attend Athens or not, after that event on Friday, you are a graduate of the University of Georgia, and no one can take that away from you. So I think that's great. So let's talk about the Griffin campus a little bit more. We'll talk a lot about more, but we've had some changes in the past 3 years. Sure, I've only been here 3.5 years, so I can tell you we've had some changes in 3.5 years, but talk about I know I'm leading y'all into this, but talk about the campus. What are you going to miss? What have you liked the best? What has been your experience on the Griffin campus? Either one of y'all.
So I think overall it's been just such a nice experience. One of the things I really love about the Griffin campus is that there aren't 300 people in every other class. There's about, you know, like 6 to 10 in every other class. So it's really easy to participate in the lectures. You get to build that relationship with your professors, and if you skip class, they definitely know it.
Exactly.
So you cannot skip. They will hunt you down. But
sure. And that's a good thing. I mean, that, you know,
it's a really great thing. And also, I just like being on campus and all the study space that there is, and that you don't have to fight other students for, you know, a reading room. That's one thing that I'll really miss.
No, that's great. Ashlyn, what about you?
Well, for me personally, I mean, I've had a great experience at UGA Griffin. I've also, you know, recruited my fellow friends. One friend who's actually enrolled this semester, her name is Courtney Corley,
great.
To come. Just because I've enjoyed it. Everybody's been so helpful. Everybody's just guided me, encouraged me, you know, sent me on my way. It's just been great. Personally, I'm going to miss probably the faculty members and the staff. Like, you know, my professors, they have such great experience, you know, in their corporate world positions, and they offer that in the classroom every single day. They offer, you know, opportunities. I have one professor who's reached out to some of her fellow colleagues at CNN, you know, from her previous career, and she's got me an internship for the summer. And
oh, wow.
Yes, sir. And it's just been great. Everybody's been so welcoming. You know, the student affairs department, Ms. Crystal McDowell, she actually got me the study materials I needed to take an entrance exam for a graduate school.
Okay.
And just really just been encouraging and welcoming. They've went above and beyond, honestly, to prepare me for the real world and for everything that comes after my degree.
That's great. Well, and you know, and talking about the degree, there we say this a lot on the show and everywhere I go in town, but what people need to understand is the degree that's going to be conferred to y'all Friday night is the exact same degree that you would have gotten had you been in Athens for your time. And so there's a little bit of a misconception at times that somehow the Griffin degree is different than a University of Georgia degree. There's only one University of Georgia degree. Jerry Moorhead signs, or President Jerry Moorhead signs y'all's just like he signs everybody else's. So you are getting an extremely powerful degree internationally. And you got it right here in little old Griffin, which is something we're very proud of. So, Crystal, let's talk right before we go to the bottom of the hour break. We've got how many people do we typically have for graduation? Let's just kind of talk about that for a minute. I mean,
sure. This semester we have about 24 that have said they would actually be at the celebration.
Okay.
And I would like to share, I don't know if they're being modest, but Aaron is our graduation celebration student speaker, and Ashlyn will also give the invocation. So they are on the program to support that day. So they will be one of the 24. Technically, we have about 38, you know, on the list, but some, of course, with doctoral dissertations and stuff have
sure.
pushed it back, you know, for the next semester. So that's the number that we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, then every semester we have the issue with a lot of our education majors are teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little tough to come in the morning if you're actually teaching classes and all. And we'd like everybody to be able to walk, but
yeah,
it's certainly we have a good group. And then we always have a great crowd of, I don't know, 150, 200 people typically.
200 plus
you show
max
up.
Out the
and it's, we live stream the event. I mean, it's one of the things we have done in the last 3.5 years, it was always a great event, but it wasn't necessarily a more formalized event.
Right.
We wear regalia now. I mean, the full-blown, we want you to have that experience. Because some of our students, this will be the only ceremony they walk in.
Yeah, and some prefer this campus.
Exactly, do. Yeah. So, I mean, we wanted it to be a little more special. We do the pomp and circumstance when we enter and exit.
Yeah.
But we do something that I really like, and as the... I'm not going to say, I don't hate to say VIPs because it's not really because the students are the VIPs, but for the administrators and other special guests, as we exit, we used to exit, just walk on outside to go to the brick ceremony.
Sure.
Now we stop and kind of make a tunnel that the graduates walk through so that we can congratulate them more. And I think it's made it a little more special. So, and that was your goal and my goal was to really make this event as good as it could be and about the students because
of
everything we do. And I say everything. I mean, we've got to do a lot of other things on campus, but on the instruction side, everything we do is for the customer, and that's the student.
Absolutely.
And what better way than to celebrate with them? Again, not a happy necessarily time for us, but bittersweet at best, but a great way to celebrate. Well,
absolutely.
I tell you what, Tony, can we go ahead and go to the bottom of the hour break? We'll come back, continue more with these students and with Crystal, and talk about graduation.
You're listening to the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News on AM 1450 WKEU in Griffin, Georgia. Also heard on 102.3 FM and 88.9 FM. The Rock. We're streaming live worldwide on the web at WKEUradio.com. And you, you can take us with you wherever you go, courtesy of the free WKEU app for all tablet and phone devices. This morning's program continues after this.
Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realty. Proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus and proud to bring you this week's edition of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. As the UGA Griffin Campus grows with the great educational opportunities for our children, Round Oak Resources Tree Farm is growing our future with trees to support and assist our environment. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors are proud supporters of the UGA Griffin Campus and area youth activities in Griffin and Spalding County.
Mm-hmm.
Time to continue this morning's University of Georgia Griffin program. To do that, let us turn things over to our host. He's the campus director and assistant provost, Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
Thank you, Tony. Welcome back, everybody. We are at the UGA Griffin News Show. And again, I apologize for the nasally twang, but that's just most people I walk by and talk to have that same thing this year. But this year's been worse. We've had so much moisture, and it just seems like a worse allergy time this year. But we have today, we're talking graduation and brick ceremony and end of semester events with Crystal McDowell, who's our Assistant Director of Student Affairs, with Aaron Kelly and Ashlyn Estenez, who is both going to be graduating next week. So at T-minus 1 week and 28 minutes from now. So right now we will be taking the yoga picture with the graduates as part of our tradition. But so for the students, for both of y'all, you're graduating from, which we're so proud that you are, you're graduating from the University of Georgia Griffin campus. You, and Ashlyn, you've already said you've already recruited one student for us. We expect, you know, hundreds more, but certainly you've recruited one. But when you decided to go to the University of Georgia Griffin campus and then did everything, got your degree, now someone else comes to you and says, why did you do it? How are you going to help? Not that you have to, but not that it's like required, but if someone asks you, how are you going to sell the Griffin campus to them? What is your elevator speech for the University of Georgia Griffin campus for both of y'all?
Well, what I would say is, you know, the Griffin campus is small, which is great because you get one-on-one teaching experience in all your classes. And then your professors, you know, they're really there to help you and guide you. And they really, really care about where you're going and what you're learning. The overall campus itself and the facilities are super accommodating, well-kept, and accessible to students 24/7 by card. The faculty and staff, again, are just caring, kind, and dedicated to helping you achieve your academic and career goals. A number of staff members have personally helped me identify graduate school options, you know, career paths, study for graduate school entrance exams, apply for internships, and improve my resume. I could just honestly go on and on about my good experience at UGA Griffin and the campus itself. It's an extension, technically, yes, but overall, UGA is still there. It's very academically challenging, and it's professional, and I'm very happy to say that I'll be alumni, you know, come next week.
and that's one of the really, everything you said was great, but one of the really great points you said, and I think it's something that I probably deal with sometimes in the public, is the academic challenge part, because some people assume, and it's a perception and an assumption, and it's not right, that because it's not main campus, it's a little easier. But I'm going to tell you, when you have small class size, yeah, Aaron's, and I know I'm going to let you answer this because I know your answer. When you have small class size and the academic rigor that we have, it's a little hard to get lost in the mix when you're one of only 12, maybe, or 10. So, Aaron, answer to that.
So, I would just want to say, for the academic rigor, the difference about that from the Athens campus is that you don't get multiple choice questions on UGA Griffin. You have true or false questions, and then you have to explain your answer.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
You have a professor that has time to read 10 different individual essays after every test and give you individualized feedback. I think you got some of that this semester for sure with Dr. Buff.
Yes, definitely.
Which is a great point. I mean, if you're an instructor, if you're a faculty member that has 300 students, mm-hmm. that you're having to do testings on and evaluations and grading, that's one thing. If you have 12 to 15, that's different. You do have time to make tests a little more challenging.
And the cool thing about that is that you can get actual feedback, and they can help you identify your weaknesses and your strong suits, and they can give you individualized coaching to help you be a better student.
Sure. So I think, and now let's talk the other side of the coin. What, and I know there's got to be, so you're not going to offend me when you answer this question, but what is something you feel maybe would have been an advantage to you to be in Athens versus the Griffin campus? Have you missed out? And if you haven't, that's great. But if there's, it used to be football games. Well, Crystal can get you tickets to the football games. That's not even we don't have a stadium here, but on campus. But what's something you might have missed out on?
For me personally, I don't think I've missed out on anything. Like, you know, we have the opportunity to go to football games and anything of that nature in Athens, but I think it's honestly been an advantage to be able to go to UGA Griffin because, like Aaron said, and like I've said, it's the classes are small. You get that one-on-one teaching instruction. I've learned so much academically and about my professional career. And honestly, I wouldn't have had it any other way. You know, graduating from Griffin, I've been able to focus on getting the most out of my classes, you know, graduating with honors too now. And really, it's been a wonderful experience. I've learned so much.
That's great. And I didn't pay you at all to say that, which is good. So, Aaron, what about you? If there's something, please.
I can't think of anything either. Like Ashlyn said, you know, when it comes to registering for classes, you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn to register because you're fighting with 300, 400, 500 other people for the same seat in one class. You know, you don't have to walk. You don't have to take the bus. You have all those advantages. We even have food on campus now.
We do, don't we?
I never have to leave. And just the fact that it's just so small and intimate that you get all that attention and help makes it a really great educational experience.
And well said, both y'all. And again, for those listening, I didn't pay them a dime to say that. But the good news is, I mean, I think this is something that is advantageous for our campus. A lot of times we talk about not having freshman and sophomore year makes it hard to recruit, and we cry and whine about that as administrators. But turn the coin around on that. We get students, like just like the two of you sitting here, that by the time y'all get to us as juniors, you are dead. It's funny to me, Crystal and I, when I first got here, I had the hardest time figuring out how she scheduled events. And because typically, I was at a community college system in Texas for 12 years, and that was freshman and sophomore level. You just mentioned food, and 100 people showed up. I mean, it was just kind of common sense. We get here, and I wondered how we were scheduling things. And finally, Crystal set me down and said, you got to understand, they're here to study. They're here to go to class. They're here to finish. We're a commuter campus, so you don't live on campus. You're going back and forth. And that's the type of students we get, is you've got a certain amount of time you want to get done in. You don't have time to mess around. And so it's a very – I think that adds to the academic experience that you have on the Griffin campus. And there's less to be distracted in or from than when you're in the hubbub of, you know, 25 plus thousand students on campus in Athens and another 12,000 employees over there. I mean, it's a bustling place no matter where you go at any time. So, and I go often to meetings, and I'm always happy to get back and get to walk by UGA and walk across the quad and just kind of enjoy the quiet that we have. Now, I will tell you, with the cafe opening, it's been a little more bustly, and I love it. I mean, I think it's been great to see the activity that we've had on campus from the public and from the people that work on the campus and the students. But okay, so that was great, and I didn't pay them to say that, which is even makes it even better. But so, Crystal, on Thursday, so we're coming closely to being a true week away from this event. What we have faculty participate. We have our other team members participate. Yeah. Obviously, we have students participate. Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about the organization of that, but sure. that it appears from the outside world that everything goes flawlessly. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of planning on that, isn't there? Even just to line all the people up like me, that's kind of difficult.
It is. It is just like herding cats with a hula hoop sometimes. But I'll tell you, Beatrice, I think, has it under control back there. But I appreciate you, you know, even acknowledging that it does, you know, it can be a Herculean task. We used to have a staff member that did. You know, as far as part time, you know, would take care of graduation. So, the team is Beatrice. I really don't want to start calling names. It's about 10 of us because I would be afraid that I would miss folks. But, you know, when it comes to the staff, people are taking away from their other duties and responsibilities, you know, to support, you know, this effort, and they do it every semester. And it does take, you know, months of planning, and I have to, you know, appreciate, you know, Missy Smith, who is an amazing support, you know, to our office. And, you know, whether it's talking to a former mayor, a commissioner, Dick Morrow, about the birdhouse, you know, making sure that the keynote speaker has, you know, what they need, making sure the signs are, you know, in an appropriate place, and working with facilities, and the department that helps with the physical space of the campus, making sure the grass is cut, making sure the flowers are put out there. Like, it is a big deal. It really is. And I know it's only a couple of hours, right? But Dr. Hennicutt, to see, I mean, and then honestly, I mean, you set aside budget for it and, you know, months ahead of time. So, sure. You know, they're at Home Depot who allows us to, you know, use the ferns and this semester and poinsettias the next semester. So, you know, it is a lot, but it's so worth it though. Like, to see, I'm telling you, maybe because I'm a student affairs person, I don't know, my heart just explodes when I see the smiles of the family members, and people always come up and, I know you hear it at the Brick Ceremony, we thank you so much, and at the celebration, we thank you so much for supporting our students. And then the students, like I said earlier, themselves, it is like my favorite moment at graduation is in the lab, because the students meet in the library.
Right.
It's the 5-minute conversation before 10 o'clock, you know, that we have with the students. And they are dressed in their regalia. They're nervous. You can tell that they're nervous. And you can hear kind of the bustling in the Stuckey Auditorium when you come out of the room. And they're ready. And Dr. Hennicutt, you said it earlier about the kind of student that we have here. They are phenomenal. You know, these students are going to change the world. You know, I would gladly pay money for them to be my doctors or dentists, because I know that they've had a really great, you know, educational foundation, you know, at the university, and they're just good people. And I tell you, it's been a blessing, and I would gladly use that word. It has been a blessing to work with, you know, these young folks, because they're amazing. And our graduate students, you know, I mean, of course, our student population ranges from 19 until like, I think we got a 60 plus person coming now, but so that range is great. And so to work with, and people are in all different walks of their lives, and they have family responsibilities, children, and we have veterans, you know, walking the stage this semester. So it's just, you know, really, it's almost kind of like the epitome of what a university should be. You know, right. Like, why we come? Why do we work at a university? To see students excel, to see them graduate, to see them develop, right? And that day is just a culmination of all of that work. So whether it's hard work, you know, all the logistical stuff that we have to do, it is the students that day, they really make it worth it, because you just see that. I almost feel like a parent, you're launching them out, you know, into the world to, you know, to be great, to continue to be great, regardless of what their ages are. But because we... And I know I don't just speak for myself, but other faculty and staff on campus, that we consider them to be our people, our family, you know, when they come to the Griffin campus. And it's almost like you're releasing your family member to go and continue to be great. So it's just a beautiful day. And kudos to our program coordinators who it's extra time, you know, and for them, like at the graduate luncheon,
right.
You know, they offer farewells to the student and students and things of that sort. And, you know, this extra, when I say extra, like it's something, you know, on their plate that they have to do as well. And I mean, it's extra time for everyone, but it's worth it because our students are worth it.
So. Absolutely. And there will be, these two won't have their red coats on, but there will be red coats and black coats there. Exactly. So explain what the red coats and black coats are going to be doing that day.
Sure. When you talk about the day of hands and feet, like they, whether they're driving the golf cart, you know, I have a parent who we talked to the other day, who's going to need help, you know, coming from the main parking lot. So whether we're connecting with that students, it's like it was so funny. Somebody was like, because we have radios that day.
Right.
And it was like, we have the pins in our ears.
Yeah,
y'all
look like CIA or, I don't know, Special Forces or right, something. I don't know.
We're getting it done. We're making it happen, right? So the red coats and the black coats, the ambassadors and UGA Griffin ambassadors and Student Advisory Council, they literally are hands and feet, whether it's driving a golf cart, whether it's directing the students where to go, whether it's holding a hand and helping students and folks up and off the stage. It's a Erin, actually, high five to her, because what, several weeks ago she's a president of ambassadors.
Right,
she's already sent out duties and responsibilities to all of her people. So so they know what to do. So good job on that, Erin.
It's awesome, and it's I don't think I've ever had someone leave the ceremony and say, oh, this was horrible. Mm-hmm. This was it. Mm-hmm. We get kudos for weeks after that. And a lot of it is the students that not only graduated, but the active students that helped, mm-hmm. that maybe did the golf cart, which they run back and forth for an hour or more, taking people or getting people from the main parking lot. Mm-hmm. That, to a lot of people, that doesn't happen everywhere.
Sure.
I mean, so that's we're very appreciative of that. And then I'll send a true shout out to the rest of the campus, because mm-hmm. we are grounds people, yes. our facilities people. not only on the day of graduation, they know that's a special day, and they're going to kind of overdo as much as they can. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we're asking them to do a whole lot more than they already do.
Sure, sure.
We have an incredible group of people that mm-hmm. keep the campus running and looking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I would put our campus, the look of our campus, up against any other.
Sure.
President Moore had told me one day as he was walking with me that this campus now reminds him of a small liberal arts mm-hmm. college. And I'm like, and I took that as the best compliment he could give me, because that's what it reminds me of. It's mm-hmm. just very, it's very relaxing. I don't know how to explain mm-hmm. it. I mean, it's just such a, like I said, when I come back from anywhere, I park way out in the main parking lot. So I'm walking all the way through the quad. Mm-hmm. And it's just very, it's like coming home every time I do that. And that's a great way to look at that. I want to shift gears a little bit, and then we'll come back to graduation. But we had a really incredible event this week, and we have incredible events a lot. Mm-hmm. But we did something that I hope, I know will continue, but we celebrated the diversity that our campus holds. So, Crystal, let's talk about that a little bit, the Taste of Nations sure. event that we had this
sure.
week.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, kudos to the two students that are sitting here.
Absolutely.
Because they have done a phenomenal job from the time that they've been here to work, even though they're part of the UGA Griffin Ambassadors, and the event was done by the Student Advisory Council, they have done a phenomenal job working together when it comes to putting on events. They show up for one another. They help support, you know, one another. They communicate to figure out kind of what needs to be done. So kudos to all of our students on campus to working together, particularly the UGA Griffin Ambassadors and the Student Advisory Council. So that particular event was sponsored by the Student Advisory Council, and it's so funny because it does take, again, people work hard on our campus. whether it's one of our graduate students picking up the food from local vendors, or, you know, making sure the tablecloths on the table. But Pinchu, one of our graduate students, she's from Taiwan, and she is a member of the Student Advisory Council. And we were having a meeting one day, and she was like, you know, we really want to celebrate the diversity that's here, you know, on our campus. And then, of course, talking to you about it, and you were like, hey, you know, let's see what we can work together, because I know, you know, there were some diversity, you know, funds available.
Sure,
and
sure.
So thank you so much, because I think the fried chicken was a big hit, you know, even though that was Southern food, but it was a huge hit. Thanks
to it was still culture. It was a taste of a nation.
It was American, absolutely, all day long. Definitely. Anyway, but it was great. I partook a little too much in it, but anyway. So whether it was some of our staff members who brought what was that wonderful? It was
rice and curry.
Yes,
an Indian dish.
Oh my goodness, an Indian dish, rice and curry. We had a dish from Brazil. We had dishes from I don't think we had any African dishes, even though Africa, particularly Nigeria, is celebrated on our campus as mm-hmm. well. But it was just great.
When Nepal, had Taiwan.
Yes, Nepal, yeah,
I mean, it was.
Yes.
And so tell me, I think, and didn't we were talking the other day, but don't we have roughly 30
yes,
nations
yes,
represented on
mm-hmm.
campus?
Yep.
Which to me, and that is so incredible to me, because again, mm-hmm. I always say in Little Old Griffin, but in Little Old Griffin, at the University of Georgia Griffin campus, an internationally recognized campus, whether someone locally knows what we do, international people know what we do all
Absolutely.
The time. And part of that is because of the faculty, the graduate students mm-hmm. that we have, and to be able to say that we have representatives of 30 nations
yeah.
is incredible. Mm-hmm. And they also, especially from the student side or on the student side, participate in the Student Advisory Council and the ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And I love the camaraderie that
yeah.
exists, because that doesn't happen on just every campus.
Right.
So I think that's pretty incredible. The event was great. We had really good attendance. I really loved all the flags hanging up everywhere, the banners with all the flags. It was
yeah.
all the states and all the countries. But it was just a great event. It brought the campus together. I don't know how many people showed up, but it was a great, well-attended event, and something that we need to obviously continue doing. And then alumni can come back too. Y'all can come back every year and do it too. But so I know y'all had or participated in that as well. So I tell you what, let's take our next break. We will come back, do some finish up things, talk about graduation, talk a little more about maybe what the future holds for these two students sitting here with us, and we'll be back in a moment.
Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realty. proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin campus and proud to bring you this week's edition of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. As the UGA Griffin campus grows with the great educational opportunities for our children, Round Oak Resources Tree Farm is growing our future with trees to support and assist our environment. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors are proud supporters of the UGA Griffin campus and area youth activities in Griffin and Spalding County.
In announcements from the University of Georgia Griffin campus, the 2019 spring graduating class will hold its graduation and bricklaying ceremony Thursday, May 9th at Stuckey Auditorium, beginning at 10 a.m. The Honorable Rodney McCord, Commissioner and former Mayor of Griffin, will be the keynote speaker. After the graduation, the UGA Griffin campus graduates will conclude their program with a traditional bricklaying ceremony at the Naomi Chapman Woodruff Agricultural Pavilion located across the street from the auditorium. The UGA Griffin Campus Research and Education Garden will hold Spring Fest at the Garden Sunday, May 19th from 1 until 4 p.m. There are over a dozen activities and topics covered at this year's events, including gourd decorating, master gardeners, Callaway Gardens, books and stories, Georgia Pollinator Census, Iris Care, Discovering Dosset Trails, Watershed Macros, Recycling, Gems and Minerals, and Astronomy. This fun family event is free and open to the public. The garden hosts a number of activities and exhibits throughout the year to promote environmental education and activities for all to enjoy. The garden is located at 129 West Ellis Road. The Dundee Cafe at the historical UGA Mule Barn is now open to the public. From the Farm is the new vendor, offering fresh culinary delights for breakfast and lunch. Along with scrumptious meals, specialty coffees are served inside and outside on the veranda. Culinary artist Marcy Bradbury is heading up the cafe in the newly renovated historic Mule Barn. The campus store, located on the first floor of the Flint Building at 1109 Experiment Street, has new UGA and Georgia Bulldog items arriving weekly. The shelves are stocked with officially licensed UGA apparel, souvenirs, and gifts. The campus store hours are from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. For information on degrees offered at the UGA Griffin campus, the information for undergraduate and graduate degrees offered through the five university college can be obtained by visiting griffin.uga.edu, and continuing education classes are available throughout the year. For a complete listing, visit the UGA website at griffin.uga.edu or give them a call at 770-412-4400. Time to dot the I's and cross the T's on this week's University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. For that, here is the assistant director and he runs the campus. He does everything.
It's a long time.
It's Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
Thank you, Tony. We're back to finish up the Griffin Campus News today. We've had a great graduation group with us today. We have Crystal McDowell, Assistant Director of Student Affairs for the Griffin Campus, Aaron Kelly, who is going to graduate in a week and 7 minutes, which is great, and Ashlyn Estenes, who is also going to graduate in a week and 7 minutes. The program will be starting. But so as we kind of finish up, we've got about 8 or so minutes here, but as we kind of start finishing up, Crystal, if someone's interested, I'm putting you on the spot now. This maybe is a Melissa question, but yeah. I'm putting you on the spot on if someone's interested in starting in the fall, what's some of the deadlines coming up, or how would they go about doing that?
Call Melissa Gordon.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good question.
Melissa Gordon's telephone number. Seriously, in all seriousness, like, she's the initial person that students do need to contact. And Melissa is our Assistant Director of Academic Affairs, and her telephone number, her direct line, is 770-412-4018, and her email address is melissa.gordon with an O at uga.edu. And Melissa is the initial contact, because what will happen after you talk to Melissa, she will basically kind of hear where you are, and she, along with the program coordinator, depending on which college that you're interested in or program that you're interested in, will create a pathway for you to come to the university. So these people will definitely make sure that these people, being Melissa and the program coordinators, will work with you to make sure that you know exactly what you need to take, where you are, and also be able to assess your transcript to see how long it will take you, or if you're already ready to come to the University of Georgia.
And that's a really great point, because I think the deadline for fall is July 15th for us, but we always tell people, don't apply, don't do the application and pay the fee until before you talk to Melissa,
exactly.
Because
You do have to have 60 hours before you can come here, but it has to be the right 60 hours. And so we don't want anybody saying, but I have my 60 hours. If you've talked to Melissa first, it really may be that there's two classes that you have to have before you can come. Don't waste that application right. fee before you talk, because we'll get you a pathway. Mm-hmm. And it may be that you're taking a few classes at Gordon or Clayton or somewhere else before you come, but we will consider you a Griffin campus student from the time you call us, and we will hound you until you get here. Yeah. And the program coordinators are incredible about that. And I wanted to just say about program coordinators, which people may not know what that means, but each college has either a full-time person or someone assigned as a program coordinator for the campus. And these people, and I will ask Aaron and Ashlyn both, how in depth did they work with y'all to get y'all here? I mean, y'all are local, so it might not be as bad, but I'm telling you, they work a long time and hard to get students here, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's not just working to get us here. It's once you're actually here.
Exactly.
Like, I know one of my advisors, Ms. Chapman, has gone out of her way to recommend classes that'll fill multiple categories, how to get through without, you know, wasting time. So going through really efficiently.
Sure. And what about in Terry College?
Well, from the moment I walked on campus, Terry College and all student affairs members were welcoming with open arms. You know, they sat me down, they reviewed my transcripts, and they came up with the right path for me. And then not only just for UGA Griffin, they also determined what I was going to do next, and they helped me with the necessary resources to go that route. It's been great. It's a great opportunity. The process is very accommodating, and I'd recommend it to anyone.
That's awesome. And I think that you bring up a really good point, too, both of y'all. It's not just getting you. We're not just interested in getting you here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's and there are, you know, we have a recruiter. We do go out and do recruiting events, and her job is to get you here. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we have somebody to do that. But we're not going to drop the ball once you get here. There's going to be someone in the program coordinator level, student affairs, academic affairs. There's someone that's going to kind of hook into you. And honestly, it's hard not to succeed if we get you here. Mm-hmm. And I like that. But just like y'all said, even offering opportunities or ideas on where you can go from here is part of the bag that you get when you come here as well. So that's something I applaud everyone that works in the instruction side at the campus for doing. So we got a few minutes left here. Let's just do some final thoughts. So Crystal, final thoughts about graduation. Anything you need to add in?
Yeah, I would like to invite the entire community to come out and support our students. Thank you so much to everyone who's already RSVP'd. And to any students who are listening, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part, you know, of your journey and of your life. And definitely when you leave us, this will always be your home. And just reach out to us if we can ever help you and assist you in any way. And
That's true. You know, once you're part of the student body, you never get away. I mean, you're always just part of it. And I would just add to what you said, Crystal, the events of that day are incredible. We do have the reception for the graduates and their families after that. That's an invitation only thing. But for those who are also participating on campus or coming to view the ceremony, we have an incredibly great place to eat on campus called the Dundee Cafe from the Farm Catering, and it will definitely be open that day. So even if you don't eat there, you need, people that come to campus need to walk through just to look at it. It's 1913 Mule Barn, been completely renovated, and is really an incredible part of what I kind of consider the academic quad of the campus. And then also our campus store will be open, and we used to call it the bookstore, but we never sold books. So most universities and colleges have gotten away from calling it a bookstore, but the campus store has lots of Griffin things and University of Georgia things, items, clothing, things like that. And so we certainly, it's right across from the Dundee Cafe in the Flint building, so we would certainly invite family, friends, students, anybody that wants to go in. And I believe there's a little bit of a discount that day.
10%
discount that day, so it never hurts to look ahead to Christmas or something, or graduation gifts or whatever it might be. But so, Ashlyn and Aaron, kind of final thoughts, final words, sum up your time at Griffin, what's next for you, it's your time to say whatever you want to say.
Well, I would just say that my time at UGA Griffin is just been wonderful. You know, the opportunity is endless, and what I've learned and what my professors have taught me has really prepared me for what's next. And right now I'm weighing my options for graduate school, either law or business. But I definitely will look back and be so glad that I made my choice to come here. And I have nothing but great things to say about the campus.
Thank you.
So after graduation, like we already talked about, I'm kind of looking at some graduate or professional programs. But I like to say that my time on campus hasn't been a typical college experience, but it's been a wonderful experience. And I've had a lot of learning opportunities, you know, through leadership, through working, and through class to grow as a person. And I feel like it's really prepared me for life after graduation.
That's very well said, and I can't add anything to that. I would just say, Tony, we're done for the day. What a great show we've had, and congratulations, graduates, and we will see y'all on the stage next week.